Esco be back?
Esco will be back.
Where do you tip on the scales at? You lose a few pounds over the summer?
It looked like I lost a few pounds over the summer.
I think so.
I can go with that.
How do you feel out there? You feeling pretty...
I feel good. You know, it's always good to go out there and, you know, get to run around with the guys again after, you know, being away for so long. So, you know, get back, knock the dust off, and, you know, continue to work to what we're trying to accomplish this year.
Does it ever get old, the fans, the bikes, all that excitement that Packer fans bring to the table every year?
No, that never gets old. I mean, I know there's a year, I think it's like 6 or 7, once you're here 6 or 7 years, you got to stop doing it, or you can. But I think I'll probably keep doing it just because, I mean, it's fun.
How do you feel first day of camp now, physically versus first day last year? Physically,
I mean, I feel about the same. You know, the first day back for everybody is tough, getting back acclimated with everything. But it's a process. You just got to, you know, continue to grind and, you know, you get better as you go along.
All that P90X that had to have an impact on how you feel there, right?
Repeat that.
All the P90X had an impact on how you feel this first day. Right?
It definitely helps. It definitely helped a lot, yeah.
What'd you work on in the
offseason? Was your work with Tony different over the summer than what you did in the spring? Was your work with Tony different this?
That was the same. Yeah.
Where did you do that, out in L.A.?
Yeah, I was in Cali, yeah.
Okay.
How long were you there?
I have no idea, but long enough to start accomplishing what I'm on a road to accomplish.
You talked about playing basketball and boxing the last time we saw you. Any other new workouts that you took up?
Oh, no, but I was hooping out there, though.
Do you set goals for this season, fourth year? What are you trying to accomplish out there?
Just go out there and be able to contribute for the team. You know, last year wasn't that good for me, and I don't want that to happen this year. So, you know, just go out, be in the best shape physically and mentally that I can be in, and go out there and contribute any way I can.
What was your main focus in the offseason to get that level that you want to be at this year?
Just focusing and not making too many bad decisions. You know, me and my group came up with a plan and just sticking to the plan and not straying away from it.
Eddie, are you where you want to be now, or is there still work to be done before the end?
There's always work to be done no matter what, and you know, that's where the work part comes in, and I'm going to just continue to do what I've been doing.
You know Aaron cut cheese out of his diet. Did you do the same?
I don't really eat cheese. No.
Did you have to cut out anything in particular?
No, not really. Just eat less of it.
Eddie, where do you feel the workout argument has had the biggest impact on you? Speed or agility or another facet of your game?
How do what?
Where does your workout part? Where has it had the biggest impact on you?
Oh, I mean, it's just the first day. You know, out there, you know, you feel fast until faster guys catch you. So, but I mean, that's just this game. I mean, you're not going to be the fastest person, the most agile person. But as long as whatever you are fits the type of, you know, style you are, then that's all that matters.
How good can this offense be as a whole? You, Aaron, Jordy, all the guys together this year?
Healthy. I mean, we'll be tough to deal with. You know, we all just have to stay healthy. You know, once we all get out there and we all get on the same page, it's going to be tough for defenses to, you know, be able to stop all of us.
How often do you think about the comments that Coach made at the end of last season?
I mean, you can't think too much about it. You know, it needed to be said, it was said, and you can either take it the right way or the wrong way. And, you know, I think I did a pretty good job of, you know, taking it positively and, you know, going and take care of what I had to.
And are you approaching this as a crossroads year for yourself?
Nah, not at all. I mean, I just had a bad year last year. I don't know any NFL player who ever played and never had one bad year. So, you just got to bounce back.
You guys have a pretty diverse group of running backs. How good will this running game be?
I'm sure we could be pretty good. I mean, me and Starks are already on the same page. And, you know, you add Crockett, too, who had a couple big games last year, too, whenever he got in. So, I mean, possibilities are endless, you know.
But no numbers on how much you lost or anything.
No.
Any metrics?
No. Like, I mean, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm pretty sure y'all are tired of asking about it. I'm tired of hearing about it everywhere I go. So, no, I'm done with that.